Angie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solan.
We've known each other for what feels like a lifetime, but our friendship has really soared in the last few years as we've navigated some really challenging times. Life is never easy, but what makes it much better is connecting with people who get you.
That's right. On Soul Sisters, we're here to impart some of the wisdom we've learned on our journey to becoming a life coach
and a health coach.
We're here to have fun, to focus on well-being and support each other while we do the work.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded skincare brand which has led the way in health and beauty innovation for 90 years.
Powered by active ingredients, Vichy products are clinically proven, hypoallergenic and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making them a pioneer in skin health science. You can rely on Vichy to provide a safe and effective skincare routine for you, no matter what your skin type or stage of life. Eileen Solan wants in on the Vichy. I've told her I'll send her a bottle.
My mum loves it too. All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide.
Hello, welcome to Soul Sisters. Georgie Crawford, happy love week to you.
Happy love week to you. Happy Galentine's.
Love it.
Love you so much. And I've been dying for this conversation.
Me too. I don't know if you've been hearing from people, have you, who say they love Tuesdays. Tuesday's my new day, gal. Just
it's such a compliment.
Isn't it?
When people say, you know, I look forward to Tuesdays now. I love that so much. So thank you to everyone for tuning in.
And this week, if you can just imagine, we're all... our arms are outstretched and are like we're holding hands. All of us sisters are just holding hands in love and connection this week.
Yeah. And I've been getting some really lovely messages. As many of you know, we started a surrogacy journey in Ukraine. And I have to say, Claire, I had a really tough weekend. I felt numb. I felt like I couldn't cry with what's going on in Ukraine. But this morning, I had a really nice chat with my mom. I just felt like I could let it all out and I surrendered to the fear and the worry and the anxiety. And I feel like we have a tough road ahead. And I knew it was going to be tough. Of course, this adds an extra element of uncertainty and fear. Our surrogate isn't pregnant yet. We are still at the very early stages of the journey. So we're taking advice from our clinic, our solicitor. Every day the situation is changing, but every day, you know, we're getting up and we're putting one foot in front of the other and we're not giving up any hope. It's really hard, but more importantly, I'm praying for the people in Ukraine and hoping that this can be resolved for them. And like you always say, Claire, like surrender to divine timing. And that's what I think that's what I am willing to do. And I think that's the little breakthrough I had this morning.
I'm delighted to hear that. So tell me about Rome. Just one cornedo. Give it to me. I didn't watch any of your content. I might have liked one picture because I wanted to hear it fresh on Soul Sisters. How was it?
Oh, it was just fab just to get away for a couple of days. I thought I'd be wrecked getting up at like 4:30 in the morning for the flight.
Oh, why was that now? Because you were up all night cleaning, was that it?
Flat out. I had a clean house, but I was wrecked going to Rome. But no, I did do a good bit of cleaning the night before. Got into bed. I was so excited. Hopped out of bed the next day, out to the airport. Felt like we were really on an adventure. It's been ages since myself and Jamie have done something, you know, for us. And when we got there, I was like, we can literally do anything we want. And we got changed and we went out and we grabbed a pizza and a glass of wine at lunchtime. And I was coming home from Rome saying, do you know what? As Vicky from The Real Housewives of OC would say, I filled up my love tank. And I'm so happy to be home and I'm excited for us, myself and Jamie, to do more things like that in the future and to really, you know, make the effort. But we're home and Pia's 5 this week and it's just really exciting for her.
Oh, I didn't realize Pia was born in this week.
Yeah, so she was born on the 15th. So myself and Jamie, 2017 Valentine's Day was our last day as a twosome because I knew I was going in for a C-section. And Pia came along, changed our world. Actually, last night she was going to bed and she was bawling, crying. And I was like, oh no, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm really going to miss being four. And I'm going to miss her being four too. But I said, you know what? Five is going to be even better.
Oh, well done, Mama Bear. So true. Now, I did want to just, before we move on, take you back to a text you sent me while you were in Rome. You were inspired by a certain section of society while you were in Rome. Something I wasn't expecting to hear from you on. I was expecting to hear about the pizza, the gelato, you know, even the style. But Georgie, you had your eye on the nuns.
Oh yeah, I saw two nuns walking down the road. And who did I think of? I thought of my soul sister, Claire Sullen. I was like, we could do this. We could do this, Claire. We could go live in Rome, sneak out for the odd pizza, live our best lives together. That could be a chapter for us. Who knows?
Well, look, the way I'm living my life, I already feel like Sister Solon. So anytime you want to come join my convent, sweetheart, come on down.
So how was your week?
Well, the first thing that I need to mention is my pizza story. So, I mean, I think barely a week goes by that we don't mention pizza on this podcast. And so true to form, I've even got a prop today. Any of you who follow me on Instagram would have seen on my stories last Tuesday that I had ordered a pizza from my favourite place, Love Triangle, which is in Balham in southwest London. And every time you order a pizza from them, they donate a meal to their local food bank. I think I mentioned this. So it just makes you feel better about the whole thing, you know? So Cassie Stokes, who is an incredible lady, you'll know her from Love in Dublin and her.ie. Cassie's probably at the same level of obsession about pizza as I am. And so when I mentioned Love Triangle last week on the podcast and having ordered one, she added them on Instagram. And the most amazing thing happened. One of the guys who owns it, saw the mention on Instagram and sent me a pizza with a note on it. For someone like me who lives alone and orders takeaway to stave off the loneliness, this brought a tear to my eye. Thank you, Ben. Hey, Claire, thanks so much for the shout out on your podcast. I haven't listened yet, but saw it mentioned on Insta. Thanks for all your reviews and survey feedback. Much love.
When I saw that, I was like, Claire Sullen is out there filling out people's surveys when they send her takeaways. You're such a good person.
I'm literally probably the only person who does that for him. I've given him at least one glowing Google review. And I also see the surveys arrive in my inbox, right? And they're like, win 20 quid off a pizza. And I'm like, well, of course I'm going to do this. And my survey is like 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Love what you're doing, Love Triangle. Keep up the good work. So me and Ben exchanged a couple of messages, a couple of DMs, and he was very pleased with the mention. And he also made me feel better about ordering takeaways because he says, I live alone, love cooking, but I live on takeaways. So there you are.
That's a real love story.
Isn't it? It's a real love triangle story. So this time of year, my mother, Eileen Solon, comes to life. She gets on her bandwagon. And she really starts pushing the dating and the love life stuff with me.
Valentine's Day.
Not actually Valentine's Day. The Six Nations, Georgie. And here's the thing. I think what it is Eileen Solon in her mind thinks, now, wouldn't it be great if Claire went off and met a fella who liked the rugby? And then, of course, they got together, lived happily ever after. And she is guaranteed to have great stories and great conversations about rugby, one of her favourite topics, for the rest of her days. A match made in heaven. So let me just tell you how she does it. A couple of weeks before the Six Nations campaign kicks off, she just drops a little casual Six Nations fixtures screenshot from BBC Sport, just casually into the family WhatsApp. There it is. Just going to leave this here. Mm-hmm. Then she follows up a week later with, sent you an email for good pubs for Irish people to watch the rugby in London. Now, of course, I'm on an alcohol-free journey at the moment, so I am really trying to stay away from the pubs. So I've been watching the rugby on the couch so far, but maybe I'll go to the pub. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, thanks, Mum. Then followed up with, go get a zip car. Quick, go shout for the boys in green. They need your support.
She's like an OG, like, this is how you do the dating back in the day. You know, who needs Tinder when you have Eileen Solan?
So, of course, I just humour her and I'm like, yeah, oh, thanks a million, Mum. Great. Yeah, brilliant. And then she finished off with this one this weekend. Would you take a singles holiday for yourself sometime this year? You deserve a break. Maybe a singles ski trip. Google it.
Google it now.
Do it now.
A couple of weeks back, I was speaking to you about feng shui and the little things that I do. And we got great feedback from people kind of putting lemons in a bowl, opening the windows. And you said to me last week, Claire, that you had a Zoom about feng shui. And I'm so excited to hear all about it.
Well, so you came in here, right? All like the expert on the feng shui. And then suddenly I realized in my life, in my kind of meditation circle and network, there's a guy called William Ryan, who is a feng shui master. Mm. And he does readings and he's done a couple of readings for friends of mine in the past. So I got in touch with William after we talked about feng shui, got me lemons out, got me hallway sorted and thought, what's next in my feng shui journey? I've ordered the books. Now I need to get a reading. So I asked William, first of all, what is a feng shui reading? And he said to me, Claire, it's a numerology reading of personality, relationships, interactions, timing and place, and it's based on feng shui, Chinese animals, and the five elements, which are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. So he and I talked last week, and it was the most beautiful hour I have spent, God, in a long time. Do you know when it really feels like a self-care moment, like you're spending an hour talking about yourself in such a positive way?
Yeah.
William is, he's just a wonderful guy. And it's a bit like therapy, really, because what you're talking about is your numbers. So my numbers are 216. My Chinese, my animal is monkey. And my element is metal. So from those three pieces of information, William was able to give me a really detailed outlook for the rest of the year for me. So month by month, good time to launch something, good time to take care of yourself. You're going to feel energetic and physically well here. This month, you need to take care of your kidneys. This month, you might need to take care of your lungs. It was a really, really amazing experience and I would highly recommend it.
So was he able to kind of tell you about your year ahead, or what way did he do it?
He did tell me about my year ahead and he was able to tell me about my personality. And he was able to tell me, because of the kind of person I am, how at times I might feel shy. So sometimes I'm really shy and I blush and I really ask myself and give myself a bit of a hard time about this, because I'm like, Claire, on one hand, you are a confident, outgoing, extrovert person, but then sometimes situations catch me off guard and I feel quite shy. So he was saying, lean into that side of you. We all have different aspects of ourselves that come forth at different times of the year, depending on what's going on. So he said to me, you will have some interest from men this year. And I'm like, well, about bleeding time, William. God, tell me, Ma. So he said, April's a good time. He said, maybe September's a good time. But he said, by the end of the year, there will be somebody special in your life. Mm. And he said, you have to be brave, get out of your comfort zone and talk to people that you wouldn't normally make conversation with.
Oh, right.
Y'all remember the guy at the coffee shop? Like that. So I should have said to him, hey, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to rent a car and go get a coffee if you want to come with me. Now, what William said is, prepare yourself, because not everybody, not everybody's going to want to chat. But he's saying you have to practice having these conversations and taking yourself out of the comfort zone in order for your life to blossom in the areas that you wanted to.
How can we get in touch with this guy?
So you can get William on turnthechi at gmail.com.
Oh, have you watched The Tinder Swindler?
No. Tell me about it.
You have to watch it. You just watch it and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay, great.
So I have to go for a little checkup on my knee today. So you know the way we have enrolled in the New York Half Marathon on the 20th of March. I still can't really walk properly. And let me tell you about having a physio in his 20s, Claire Soane.
Please do tell me about it.
I am flat out shaving my legs every week. Scott comes to the house. He won't mind me saying this. Young, dashing boy in his 20s. And he's like, climb up there. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Sorry now. Can I just ask for a moment? Scott won't mind. But where's Jamie in all this? Is he standing in the kitchen having a coffee?
He's sitting on the couch watching. Scott's a legend. And he has me walking again. Scott's girlfriend, Lee, is a soul sister, I'll have you know. Love her. And I'm always getting like really nice feedback on the pod through Scott from Lee. So yeah, he's gotten me to this point, but now we need to do a scan just to make sure there isn't any damage that we don't know about before we push me further to the New York Marathon. Please God, everything will go well.
Please God, it goes well. I mean, can you walk it? Like, do you know what I mean? I know Jamie wants to run it, but can you walk it if all, like, if all doesn't go to plan?
I'd say I could, but I don't want to walk it, Claire.
That's grand. Well, that's good. We can strike off that option then. I'm laughing at the idea of you flat out shaving your legs for the 20-year-old. It's like as an older woman, you're just like, I don't want to burst the poor boy's bubble. Girls, we just woke up like this is the way we are. Like, this is, look, smooth legs, shaved legs, cut to like 20 years time. And poor old Scotty, all he's going to wake up to is bristles every morning. That's all he's got.
We've been married for 7 years and I haven't shaved my legs as much. We love you, Scott.
We love you, Jamie. I think your husband needs new home, love. And I'll give it to him. I will.
Claire, I do love my weekly update. So how are you and Vichy's hero product, Mineral 89, getting along?
Who needs a man when you have Mineral 89, guys? My love is spreading. I'm telling everybody I know about it. And this week you would have found me in my bathroom with the Mineral 89 Fortifying Instant Recovery Mask. Now, what I like about this, first of all, is, you know, the way masks can sometimes be a bit messy when you're starting them. Like you just rip them open and then you're like, it's literally all over you before you get it onto your face. So basically, Mineral 89 mask comes in a sachet. On one side is the liquid gold. On the other side is your mask. It cracks. The liquid goes into the mask and then you put the mask on your face. 24-hour hydration. And, you know, what else would you be doing on a Saturday night before bed?
So that hydration is because it's enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found in French volcanoes and has 15 minerals essential to good skin health.
Hubba hubba. So Mama Solon and Shivy Richardson and anybody else who fancies some money off, we've got a discount code, don't we?
We sure do. You can use the discount code SOULSISTERS20 on marspharmacy.ie for a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products. That's for online purchases only.
Online purchases only, friends, until midnight on the 31st of March. Actually, do you know what? Let's just stay on your husband for a moment, if you don't mind. We're just going to spotlight the main man. He is, Ryan, he is our answer to Kris Jenner. He is that manager who is just right there behind you and now me, as you know, the third wheel in your marriage. He's just there, you know, at every turn to reassure us and to give us some feedback when we need it. So on Tuesday night, I was surprised to see at 10:30 at night, I was like, who is starting a WhatsApp group with me at bedtime? Like, who is the mad person who's decided this is the time that they're going to get my attention? So I open it up and I'm like, Soul Sisters Feedback. Jamie Crawford, 2218. Hello, friends. Just wanted to pass on my feedback on the podcast. I thought today's was by far the best. You did well on Vichy. And I thought your stories were really well told and selected. Great mix of humour and emotion. It was great. Thumbs up. And then see you both at the airport tomorrow. With an Italian flag and a little piece of pizza.
Oh, see, you can take the man out of spin. But you can't take the spin out of the man.
Well, this is the thing, you see. He used to run the radio station that you and I met at. Mm. And he is, I mean, we spoke about OGs earlier on. He is an OG.
When Jamie is giving me feedback, I often find myself like standing in another room. So like I'm backing out of the room into the hall. What did you think of that, Jamie? And then I'm like walking towards the front door. Because I'm like, oh, he's such a truth teller.
He is.
Like, Jamie's going to give it to you straight.
Look.
And that's what I love about him.
Yeah.
But also, it's tough going at times.
I mean, look, that's what you need in a manager slash husband slash boss. So, you know, you've got what you need there. I do remember you and I doing a pilot episode for Soul Sisters before we started our journey. And he had a listen. And, well, let's just say the comments were withering, weren't they?
Yeah. There was, that was a tough week in my house.
Thankfully, we've come up trumps and we're still here.
Yeah, and he's listening to us out on his run, which I really appreciate. Do you know what actually I was also thinking about Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie is almost like my life coach. So I, you know, the way I'd often speak about times when I'd be on the floor, like emotionally, and I would often think that Jamie like counsels me or helps me get through that. But I was thinking last week, it's like he's my life coach. He helps me change how I think about things or helps me figure it out, helps pull me out of the darkest holes. And I just wanted to say that publicly because I don't think that I give Jamie enough credit for actually how brilliant he is. And I really feel like he would be a super coach to people. So I'm excited to see what his journey is going to be. And I think he's really discovering that about himself. And like we said, he is the OG. He's been coaching people for years in spin. And, you know, we were like family in there. So you felt like you could tell him anything. So I'm just excited to see what's coming for Jamie.
Well done. That's great wifing.
I got so much feedback last week on, number one, that quote I read out about, you know, going on your own journey and not letting people hold you back. And I think it got people thinking about friendships in their lives. And also what I was saying about going for a walk with Claire on the pier. I think people were like, oh, I'm just not putting myself out there with my friends and I'm isolating myself. I got a few messages. So the first one, I won't read out this girl's name, but it says, I started listening to Soul Sisters and I just love it. Myself and my sister-in-law are getting married next year. Last weekend, she mentioned she made a list of girls for her hen and had over 60 people on it. I instantly felt like, oh my God, I probably won't have that many people myself. Now, I know she did live on a road for a while and she would chat to anyone and everyone. She is such a lovely person. But now I feel like it's a numbers game. Do you mind me asking how many close friends you have? How many people did you have at your hen, Georgie? Thanks a million in advance. Love listening to the pods. So I wrote back to her and I said, you know, this is your wedding. It needs to be reflective of who you are as a person and not the expectations that other people might have. So when I look back at my wedding, I love that. It just felt like myself and Jamie's personality, and we really put it, well, Jamie put a lot into organizing our wedding. So then I got another message from someone else to say, how do I make friends? And there seems to be a lot coming up for people these days in terms of friendships, doesn't it? It feels like we're going back out into the world. Mm. We've kind of forgotten how to navigate that space. And, you know, what should we do? And how do we make new friends? I was thinking about making friends, and I would have been one of those people that I find it really hard to put myself out there. I have my best friends, Audrey, Rebecca, Fiona, and then I have a wider circle of amazing girls who I don't see that often. But when I started doing the Good Glow, I started to make friends as an adult. And I kind of found my tribe a little bit. So I suppose when people are asking, like, how do you make friends as an adult? It's about finding people who are kind of marching to a similar beat as you. And I'd be interested to hear, Claire, about how you make new friends as an adult.
I was thinking about this lately because I have found my tribe through the hobbies and the passions that I have pursued, actually. Quite terrifyingly, in the last year, I spent much of my 20s and probably my 30s bottomless brunching. I looked up the other day, right? I looked up, when did Prosecco get big? Can you remember life before Prosecco? You remember Prosecco just just landed on the market, and then suddenly it was like the thing you did. You just went and you had brunch and you just downed that fizzy wine till the cows came home. I actually couldn't touch it now. Even the thought of it just like turns my stomach. But that was 2011. So bottomless brunch brought me to rock bottom. And I have to say, a lot of my friends who I was lunching and brunching and socializing with are no longer part of my life. So my advice around finding friendships that will serve you is just sit back and think about the stuff that you enjoy doing. Do you enjoy hiking? Do you go cold water swimming? Do you love to walk? Or would you do park run? Or I did my yoga teacher training. I also started doing my coaching course. These are the people who I've connected with in the last year. And they're my greatest cheerleaders. They want to see me succeed and I want to see them succeed. And that brings us to a brand new level of friendship.
Interesting. So many things running through my head here. First of all, that you said bottomless brunch brought you to rock bottom. That's a huge statement.
Yeah. That was a really, really tough discovery and admission to myself that actually alcohol numbed me, kept me in circles that didn't serve me, and depressed me. Actually, even though I felt like I was out there with everyone having the time of our lives, all we were doing was distracting ourselves from the pain of what was really going on in our lives.
Yeah. And I think as well, if you want to make friends as an adult, you have to set yourself an intention. So you actually have to do something.
Yes.
You're not going to just stumble across it if you're doing the same thing over and over again. I went and I did a park run a couple of months ago and I sat on a bench afterwards. Like normally I just leg it straight when it's finished. I decided to kind of hang around. Jamie was coming down to meet me and I sat down beside two girls and I just started chatting to them. They were so lovely and I was taking pictures of them and they took a picture for me. And I know that if I had gone to the park run the next week, they would have been there and then maybe we could have built on that. So I think, you know, putting yourself out there, like you said, the park run, a swimming club, a running club, if you are interested in making new friends, maybe set a little intention for yourself this month that you're going to do something that's maybe a little bit out of your comfort zone, but that you know could put you on a new path. Got this gorgeous message from Anya, who said she's on the road, the sun is shining. Thanks to yourself and Claire, I've been thinking about the concept of soul sisters lots lately, who they are in my life, how someone went from a friend to a soul sister, when it happened, was it a shared event, life experience, was it a conversation or shared understanding of life, was it leaning in for someone's time of need or vice versa. It's fascinating. I'm so grateful for all of my soul sisters. And I'm also practicing letting go and just being okay with some people being in my life as friends who may not necessarily share soulful chats, opinions, and ways of being. That's okay too. Happy Valentine's Day from Anya.
Oh my God, that's just giving me shivers. Anya is so wise, isn't she?
Oh, we love her. We might get her on for a takeaway in one of our last two episodes. What do you think?
I love that. Thank you for that, Anya. So Sinead got in touch with me a couple of weeks ago and she was really keen to know where I'd done my yoga teacher training. And I mentioned that I did it in Yoga Haven in Clapham, Southwest London. But for anybody who's thinking about doing some yoga teacher training in Ireland, Julie B underscore wellness, who we know
love
as
of Julie B.
Yes. If you haven't listened to Julie B's episode on the Good Glow, go back and find it. Incredible episode. Julie B is a yoga teacher. She did her training at the Elbow Room and she said she highly recommends it. She also said, because she's a soul sister, if you have any questions around doing teacher training, you can DM her, Julie B underscore wellness.
Oh, love Julie B. She is keeping it real over on her Instagram. She's a great person to follow.
So also heard from a couple of people who watched The Ponds on Netflix, my cold water crew. Aisling said, Claire, I loved The Ponds as a lake dipper. I swim with the Kusan Dippers in Loch Ree. Aisling, make a date, sister. I'm coming to find you. It's been amazing for me over the last 2 years. Life changing, I would say.
Wow.
And then another Sinead also got in touch and said, hey, Claire, thanks for the suggestion on the Ponds documentary. Just finished it and thought it was amazing. Such a good feeling and inspirational program. I live by the sea and I always love swimming in the sea, but I'm fearful of the water in the cold weather. After watching the documentary, I think I'm going to go out and buy socks and gloves and give it a go.
Woo! Amazing.
So the other thing I was doing this week was looking into retreats for us to get away, right? So I found a few really great yoga retreats that I just wanted to mention around Ireland. Our girl, Sarah Shannon, first of all.
Legend.
Absolute legend. Irish girl, moved to Portugal. So if you fancy a bit of sunshine, sarahshannonyoga.com. She's all about harnessing that feminine energy and being a wild version of yourself. The other couple of ones my sister recommended over in the west of Ireland, Earth Sea Sky Yoga on Inishmore, one of the Aran Islands.
Wow.
EarthSeaSkyYoga.com. And the other one Ruth recommended to me was Cliffs of Moher Retreat. Doesn't that just sound
insane,
doesn't it? Like the wild Atlantic lashing against the cliffs of Moher. You're in a beautiful studio with a huge window looking out onto the sea and connecting with yourself. And you can find it at cliffsofmoherretreat.com.
Every week we recommend something that has kind of stood out to us on our journeys. And this week, I'm going to go back to basics a little bit with what I'm recommending. So when I find myself in times of crisis, which Claire is a lot these days, I find myself turning to the Calm app. And I have gotten so much from the Calm app. I actually don't think it gets enough credit. So I love getting into bed at night and instead of scrolling, putting on a little meditation and going to sleep in a really calm way and a kind of peaceful way. And it really brings that to my life. I also love all the different soundtracks they have on it. So if you're working from home and you're feeling a little bit lonely, they have like cafe sounds or office sounds that you can put on and work away to. It also helps with, you know, your focus and your concentration. This week, I found myself listening to the Heavy Rain soundtrack as I've been going to bed. And I've just found it so comforting. I said at the start of the podcast, you know, that at the moment, things are a little bit tough. I said to my mom on the phone today, I don't have the energy to pull myself out of another hole. But I will find the energy. I have the tools. And I know what works for me, and I've done it before and I'll do it again. So I just wanted to go back to basics with, you know, what's helped me over the last year and what I turn to when I'm feeling especially anxious.
The Calm app is in my peripheral vision. I always hear people talk about it and I've never used it. But as soon as you said, cafe sounds or office sounds, that would be so good for me sitting in my lounge. And also the sound of Heavy Rain is like amazing. Like it's catnip for me. So thank you. I'm going to get the Calm app this week.
They also have a Harry Styles bedtime story, which is just delightful.
Oh, watermelon sugar high.
Watermelon sugar high.
Okay, well, this week, my recommendation is twofold. I want to recommend a podcast and a companion book, girls and boys. Fern Cotton, who is also a soul sister and on a journey. I've recommended her pod before, and I wanted to recommend it again because in the last couple of weeks, she has spoken to Julia Cameron, everyone. Mm. Julia Cameron, who we've mentioned before, has written The Artist's Way. And that's where Morning Pages come from. So I listened to that podcast this week and guess what? I've been doing Morning Pages and I haven't even been trying to do Morning Pages. Like my mind took me to my Morning Pages this morning and said, why don't you write 3 pages? See how you feel. Tip for the top on this, I've left my little diary and my pen in a prominent place beside my couch, somewhere where I pass in the morning and I go, aha, time to do Morning Pages. So this podcast is worth a listen because Julia talks about the benefits of Morning Pages, having created it herself. She also talks about artists' dates. So artists' dates are, and it's good for us single ladies, but also for us taken ladies too. It's all about taking yourself on a date to discover your creativity. So something that stimulates your senses. If you go to the sea, you'll smell the sea air and the salt, you'll feel the wind in your hair. If you go to a museum, you will use your eyes to take in the beauty of the art and the paintings or the sculptures that you see in the museum. If you go to a cake shop, you sit down, buy yourself a coffee, take 40 minutes to read your favorite book and eat a cake of your choice. Basically, it's taking you out to explore and to stimulate the creativity that lives quite dormant in some of us. After listening to her, she also talks, which I'd love to talk about on later episodes of the podcast, perfectionism. Perfectionism, we all thought for a long, long, oh, it's just I'm a perfectionist. Oh, I'm a perfectionist. Like it's a badge of honor. Uh-uh, girls, it is not. It's a block. It stops us doing what we want to do in life.
I read this quote recently. I'm going to put it on the Good Glow page this week, that perfectionism is anti-self-care.
100%. And Julia Cameron pretty much says that on the podcast with Fern. She says perfectionism stands in the way of you doing the joyful things, of you trying things, because it takes failure off the table. And guess what? Failure and mistakes are the path and the route to success.
Yeah.
So I'm going to recommend the book as well. My friend Laura actually sent me a picture the other day and said she'd bought it. Russell Brand, Elizabeth Gilbert from Eat, Pray, Love have written on the back of it to say how much it's helped them. Fern also talks in the podcast about how much it's helped her. It is it doesn't matter if you don't know what your passion is or what you how you might express yourself creatively. All you need to do is give yourself a chance to figure that out.
Mm.
So pick up The Artist's Way and take a listen to that podcast and start falling in love with who you are and what gifts you've been given.
Oh my God, Pia's so cute. She keeps going like this. Chicken goujons, chicken goujons. And Jamie's just like, what the hell? She's so like you, you know? She's going around like brushing her teeth, just so happy. I was like, oh, if I could bottle that.
Yes.
She's so happy.
Chicken goujons, chicken goujons. That's in my mind now for the rest of the day. Thanks. What are we having for dinner tonight? Chicken goujons. What would you eat with your chicken goujons now, out of interest?
Who, Pia?
No, you.
Don't you think that I eat a chicken goujon? I hate chicken.
I was hoping against hope you might eat chicken goujons, Grant. Okay.
No, but I did get a McDonald's the other day with the veggie chicken goujons. Do you know, like the veggie goujons?
Veggie goujons. And how was it?
Delightful.
Okay, time for takeaway. My favourite time of the week happens every second day, let's be honest. This week's takeaway, in honour of Valentine's Day, we've asked our friend and Ireland's greatest foodie, as far as I can see from her Instagram page, Cassie Stokes. You'll find her at Love in Dublin and at her.ie. We've asked Cassie this week to tell us about her joy buttons, to tell us about how she discovered self-care and how she makes herself feel better. Is it just the best food in Ireland, or has she got other things that she calls on in times of crisis?
Hi, Georgie. Hi, Claire. First off, let me just say, you guys are rocking it. I love Soul Sisters. It's my favorite Tuesday ritual. And I think you guys know that because I message you both all the time about it. So you guys are killing it. Love it. I know you're talking about like how you show yourself love and what kind of is that the button you press to give you joy, the joy button. And I've been having a think. Music is definitely something that brings me so much joy. I love listening to music that I like, obviously. Going for a walk in the morning, I don't think there's anything nicer. It's just like kind of me time. If I ever wake up anxious, I'd go for a walk, even if I don't want to go. And it's just like, makes me feel happy. It shows myself love. And I love walking and listening to podcasts. Obviously, I listen to Soul Sisters and listening to music. Going for a drive with music. Food. I love food. I really like food. And I let myself enjoy food. Pizza, delicious. Hot chocolate in the morning, yum. And also a salad. There's nothing better than a crispy, crunchy, like head of lettuce, like just biting into that and being like, delicious. And with a delicious salad dressing, obviously. Yum. Oh my God, my mouth is watering thinking about it. But yeah, there are lots of things that like show myself love and how I show myself love. Also, you know, it's funny, but like when I put on creams in the morning or at night, like massaging my face like I would if I was getting a facial or something. Not that I've gotten many facials, but like I know how it works. I know the gist. So it's kind of like me treating myself in the morning or at night, just being like, you know, looking after my skin. And obviously hanging out with family and friends, that gives me so much joy. And my family and friends are just fantastic and some of the best. And so, yeah, so family and friends are like the most automatic joy button ever. So there you go. That's how I show myself love. I hope you guys are well. And thank you so much for asking me to do this.
We are so grateful to Cassie for that incredible advice. And if you'd like to follow Cassie on Instagram, you can get her at Cassie Stokes. You can see all the gorgeous food that she eats, all her, I love her fashion. And she's just a soul sister. Thanks again, Cassie, for coming on the podcast today. So that's it for another week of Soul Sisters. I have absolutely loved this episode, Claire. Let's set our intentions for the week, shall we?
Yeah. I'm moving out of my flat for a week. I am going to cat sit for a colleague of mine, Ollie. Hello. How are you?
And you are bringing this up at the end of the podcast. Why didn't you say this sooner? There's much to discuss.
Is there?
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
Okay, great. Well, I'm moving into his gaff. Ollie, I promise I won't snoop, only just for the first couple of days. And Iggy is his little cat. And I am just really looking forward to, I'm a cat lover. So I'm, dogs are cool, yeah, but they're for other people. Cats is what I've grown up with. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be amazing for me just to have that unconditional love with a little feline for a week. So I'll tell you how that goes next week.
So the cat's not coming to you, you're going to the cat.
Shabba.
Is there a reason? Is it because of their smells and stuff?
This cat is relatively young. And I just said to Ollie, look, I'll come and move into your gaff. It would give, you know, it gives me a change of scenery.
And yeah, new pizza places to order from.
I said to him this morning, he was like, don't worry, we'll stack the fridge full of stuff. And I was like, yeah, yeah, grand. And just a couple of recommendations on the takeaways. Pizza's obviously number one.
Okay, so my intention for the week is, I was going to say not to fall apart, but I don't think I will fall apart this week because it's Pia's birthday and I want to be grateful for what I have. You know, I don't want to be, I think before in my life, I always felt like I was missing something or I was always on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. But I've really learned to just appreciate what you have and what will be, will be.
Beautifully put.
We are loving your feedback on the pod, so please make sure to get in touch with us at Claire Solan and at Georgie.Crawford. As I say every week, our course Rise and Thrive is live. There's three modules there on inner belief, balance, and my module is on how to nourish yourself on and off the plate. So you can use the code SOUL for 10% off over on thegoodglow.ie. And the beauty of this course is you can start it whenever you like, so you can complete it all in one day or do it over a weekend. But we are getting incredible feedback, and check it out over on thegoodglow.ie.